Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Ich bin der von Klon und Unstein. Hi there.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell, with you here for the next 3 hours on ESPN. We will have What Did You Learn This Week? And we got a new sponsor for What Did You Learn This Week in one sentence. We do. Free Rain Coffee, new sponsor to the show, and they wanted to sponsor What Did You Learn This Weekend in one sentence. You'll be hearing that in 45 minutes right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What a weekend we had. You just got back from the combine.
Last night. Yep.
Got back last night.
Came home to a locked house. I didn't bring my, you know, they.
Of course you didn't bring your key.
Well, no. I shouldn't have to bring my key. The NFL gives us a car service so we feel fancy. But what it is it just saves a lot of money because, you know, they pay for parking at the airport.
Yeah.
Gone for about a week. Expensive. So they do that. They take us there back and we think we're fancy. And then it tries to distract us from the budget cuts.
Uh-huh.
Actual money.
Well, do you get a car service? Why don't you just say thank you and go on your
and
way?
And the guy from the car service he knew where there was going to be issues. I think it's clearing up. And he's still just.
What time did you get in?
Like 8:10.
Okay, I got in at 9. I got in at 8:50.
Yep.
And
why didn't get in my house until?
No, I'm talking about the airport. From, yeah. C. It was still backed up. It is the worst. C is the worst
so I got into
terminal
C.
in the history of C. airports.
I got into C, but there's a sneaky way out. That
yeah,
the
you go to B.
Take.
You go to
No.
Take
that's
the train to B.
But if you're parked in C, like
yeah.
the drivers are parked in C,
yeah,
they've got some sneaky way out. But yeah, part B is the spot.
B's the
yeah,
spot.
Yeah, B's the jam.
Yeah.
But I did get in. Wife didn't have, I didn't have my keys because I had to leave it for the house. And that's fine. You know, I don't need to take my keys if I don't have a car. I could lose them. It's not smart for me to take keys.
No, it's not. But, oh, so everybody was sleeping when you got home?
No. My wife was, the kids had gone. Mason was at the rodeo with his friends. So I get home. I had to Uber to Shawarma House so I could go get some food. So I had to Uber to a place that was like a mile away, go get some food. And then my driver who took me in an Uber, this is a first, not one, but two hook hands. Two hooks for hands and a 4.94 Uber rating, which is very high for the hook hand people, I would assume.
Wow. No one's going to after taking a ride from a guy with double hook hands, going to drop his Uber rating to a 3.
Yeah.
He's in an advantageous situation where people aren't going to drop
hook.
His.
I mean, there's no way you can miss
you're
the
not
hook.
Dropping the rating.
And as he's driving, I get in, the first thing I see is a hook on the right hand. I think, wonder how he got that hook. We always think that when you see a hook hand, right? Like, wonder what necessitated the hook. Did he lose it in an accident?
Well, he was probably in wood shop.
Yeah, was it something like that?
Right.
He did not speak English. I tried to talk to him about some stuff, and apparently my Spanish was not good enough because he really didn't. Just wasn't going to be a whole lot of conversation. But I know he spoke Spanish because I could hear him tell somebody on the phone. Then as he started,
say, ¿qué pasó la mano?
Ask him what happened with your hand. It'd be manos.
Las manos.
Sí, right. Plural. So, and then as we're halfway there, I noticed, hey, there's a hook on the left hand. Are we sure that he can steer this steering wheel quickly? If somebody veers into our lane, can this guy steer out of the way?
Wow.
Do I need to be driving him?
Wow.
Double hook hands.
Wow.
So that happened last night. I got locked out of my house, so I went and got a a spicy chicken shawarma sandwich, and then got back, and my wife said, "There's a snake at our back door." Then I find that Mason's taped it. It's no bigger than, like, it's like a 6-inch tiny little baby grass snake or whatever. I'm like, why are y'all freaking out? I just got back from the combine where Xavier Worthy ran a 4.21. I don't need to be running into hook hands and baby snakes that are freaking the house out.
I'm not sure I can play this, but I had a New York cabbie that was the most stereotypical New York cabbie.
Yeah.
I don't think I can play this.
There's no way you can.
Well, first of all, we were in his cab for 12 to 15 minutes. He opened his window 3 times and told what a shippy driver, 3 times.
Oh, let him know.
Let him know. You are a shippy driver. Screaming at them.
Yeah.
3 times.
So he's exactly like you would think.
Exactly.
Right.
Beeped at everybody. It was the most interesting cab ride, I think. He had both hands, though, so it's not nearly as interesting as yours.
Yeah. My guy had earphones in.
Yeah.
Didn't speak any English. 2 hook hands.
Yeah.
He got the job done. I was just going a mile, luckily. I didn't feel like walking it. So I'm like, yeah, man, I'm not walking this after I get locked out accidentally. My wife said, oh, don't we have an emergency key somewhere? I said, yeah, Mason's got it. Oh, I called Mason. He left it in the house. Like, I just get home and what? So, yeah, I eventually got in. I got to finish a mock draft this morning.
So you got your mock draft going to come out because I do know this about you. You love Joe Milton, and Joe Milton, you feel like he's the greatest quarterback that you've seen at the combine ever.
I don't have a draftable grade on him, really. I've got a 6-7.
I know, but people...
Why are you doing it? Why are you showing his game is trash?
You got to tell people why.
I got a great video. Basically, the story is my video. It's not Joe Milton's 80-yard throw. The story is the video that I captured from behind. Pep Hamilton is recording right next to me. He's got his phone out, and I notice there are 2 guys with their phones out. I'm like, I need to get my phone out. I may be getting ready to see something. And I've heard he can throw the ball 88 yards. So I said, okay, let me get my phone out. It just so happens with I watch a lot of movies and shows, and so I have a great feel for cinematography. So I was able from behind to capture this shot, but I knew I got to zoom in a little bit on the receiver, but do zoom back out so I could get Joe Milton's reaction as the catch was made, and he did his finger gun. He went pew, right as the ball was being caught. Well, before you know it, I just thought, what a cool video. I put it out there, and the initial stuff is, man, that's awesome, man. Then it turns into, now show him throwing a 10-yard out. This guy's trash. Everyone started piling on Joe Milton, what a filthy piece of turd he is, and he's the worst player that's existed. They hope he dies in a crash. Just you people making a big deal about this. And, like, it was just a cool video. It was really me. I shot a cool video. Yeah, jumped through it 80, yes. Whatever. But
it's really me.
It was really like, I was like,
this was about me and my cinematography.
Yeah, this is
him and Denis Villeneuve.
Same
guys.
Yeah, I should have said, hey, this isn't about Joe. It's about my shot. You know, I'm not saying Joe's a good quarterback, but look at me. So anyway, people were bagging on Joe Milton. I'm like, can't the kid have – can we just give him one moment without all of you piling on to tell me how bad he – I didn't want to say it out loud, but, I mean, I know how bad he is. I know.
I agree with
this
you.
This isn't going to change my – this is. But I knew that everyone's going to be reading, scrolling the comments because, you know, invariably the pseudo-racist came out, and invariably I need to tell you how he actually quarterbacks, and here comes the underwear Olympic crowd. And so everyone just crapped all over it, and I'm like, can't we just highlight a cool throw?
One throw.
He threw it 80 yards. Is it okay?
It is going to be the highlight of his post-college
career. Morning Football. My video is going to be featured on that.
It's going to be that'll be the highlight of Joe Milton's post-college career.
Oh, yeah, because guess what?
So yesterday, let the kid have it.
In my direct messages, I have Bleacher Report, Barstool, ESPN, Fox Sports, and then my own network, Good Morning Football.
Well, they own you, so they can have that.
I said, of course you can have it. So I gave permission for everyone to use it on TV. But so it'll be all over the place. But it's already got 6 million views.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's crazy.
If you about that brand, you would have either you would have had an LZ logo.
Yeah, I should have put
corner.
A watermark
yeah.
on it. Because I'm good like that. I do a lot of work on my videos. Well.
So Xavier Worthy. Xavier Worthy, big guy Mims.
What, so that was fake.
Amarius?
So Amarius Mims did run a 503.
That's pretty good.
509. That's really good. That's really 340 good. Pounds. And he's chiseled. Like, no bad weight.
No,
he's unbelievable. But then they put
Him with the media standing there, and there was media behind him.
He's got 36-inch arms. Oh,
like, he is the largest human being.
He's unbelievably huge. He's like, yeah, he's unbelievably huge and well put together. He's not a fat guy.
How did he play on tape?
He plays good. He just gets injured a lot. Yeah. He's had ankle injuries. He had an injury at the combine yesterday.
He got injured at the combine? That's a bad sign.
Yeah, he just a little tweak. He also had some, like, there's some football character stuff that could be a concern. So I'm
he's
struggling.
Busy. He's in the weight room.
Yeah, he does work out, but they put the wrong time in his short shuttle, like a 4.33, which is it exploded, went viral, and then Dane Brugler came out after it just went crazy and said, "Hey, they put the wrong time. That was actually he didn't even run.
Yeah."
He didn't even
Well, did they put the right time for Keon Coleman on his shuttle?
That was unfortunately for him.
But his shuttle was great.
Oh, his shuttle was good. Yeah. His 40 time wasn't good. I didn't think he was all that fast. I've been telling you, I don't think he's a
first but then rounder. He plays faster. Well, his wide receiver shuttle, whatever that is called, apparently he was awesome in it.
Yeah, the short shuttle. So there's a shuttle. You just go, you start in the middle, you touch the line on the left. You touched the line on the right.
No, that's
right,
not what it was.
Away.
It was some wide receiver drill that he did. It wasn't the short shuttle that he
was. Oh, wasn't
was
the three-cone drill?
No.
Oh, then it's like his W drill or whatever.
Whatever, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Those aren't really timed, but they probably. There's W drill. There's gauntlet. So what happened this year is so many quarterbacks backed out of passing. The gauntlet's where you run and you turn left and they throw a pass to you. You turn right, they throw a pass to you. And you're just running down a line all the way down the side. And Keon Coleman was really smooth with that. But so a lot of quarterbacks, so Drake May didn't throw. Jaden Daniels didn't throw. Caleb Williams didn't throw. But I did see Drake May down on the field, and he was dapping up. He was all excited for Joe Milton after his throw. But so they had to have – so Kellen Mond was one of the throwing quarterbacks, and Trace McSorley. Those were the two throwing quarterbacks where they were throwing to some of the wide receivers on the deep stuff before the quarterbacks came out. They were taking some of the throws. But they were also throwing the gauntlet, and there were scouts throwing the gauntlet to the defensive backs. And so these guys were throwing accurately, but it was soft. Like, it was very catchable balls. And so you would think the defensive backs have the greatest hands that have ever existed. No one was dropping anything. When the regular quarterbacks come out, sometimes they like to throw piss missiles at the wide receivers, and they can't catch it. One time a guy was throwing too hard. Steve Smith, on the field doing NFL plus stuff 2 years ago, stopped the combine and came over and chided the guy. He wasn't a quarterback. He said, hey, we don't need all that. Or maybe he was a backing quarterback. Hey, these guys are trying to make it. They're trying to show what they can do. And you're out here making these guys look bad because you want to show that you can throw it 100 miles an hour. You ain't the show. These guys are the show. So cut that bleep out. Like, Steve and everyone, no one said anything. The coaches on the – because there's coaches running the event from teams. They're not saying anything to Steve Smith. Literally, no. I watched Steve Smith get into it with Mark Ross. Like, fun. And Mark Ross is – Steve said, you didn't have to – yesterday when we were doing that show, you had to mention you had two Super Bowl rings. You didn't have to do all that. Because one of them, I guess, was – I don't know. Now one of them won against Steve, but he's like, how many catches did you – and Mark Ross goes, hold on, Steve. I'm trying to remember. In that NFC championship game we had when he was with the Eagles, when Lito Shepard locked you down, how many catches did you have? If I remember, it was 3 for 26. Mark Ross somehow knew exactly what the box score. Steve goes, yeah. Yeah, it was 3 for 26, Mark. You're right.
Isn't that the same number you said you'd get against Zone?
I immediately thought the same thing. And so, what I felt like saying was, I think I could get that in the game.
No.
But I didn't want to say that to Steve
Smith. Oh, my
Smith.
God. You tell Steve Smith that?
Yeah. So
with Lito Shepard locking you up?
3 for 26 ran right through my line like, hey, that's my numbers too. But I thought it was just best to sit that one out and just watch it.
You probably should. All right, we got a break. 713 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So much to do today, including what did you learn this weekend in one sentence? And there's a lot to learn. We have got a lot to talk about here
first
on
set
the show.
Of cuts for the Astros.
Yeah.
Did Jake Meyers make the first set of cuts?
Did he make the first set of cuts? He's the greatest spring training hitter in the history of baseball, and you want to know if he made the cuts. Let's talk about that and more, and all kinds of injury updates that we got to get to on the other side. But first, we are talking about Chastain Ford, and I don't know. Truck month is over, but is it really? I don't know. I still think you're getting all of the great, great deals that you possibly can. I know it's not February anymore. I know it's March now, but I'm pretty sure you're going to get, they still got to get those 2023s off the lot. They're going to do whatever it takes. I mean, you are in the driver's seat in this thing. Man, the Chastains are at your mercy, okay? They got to get those 2023s off the lot. They got to make room for the 2024s. They don't want them F-150s sitting out there. They don't want them. What they want is you to get that vehicle at the best price you can. There's never, ever, ever, ever been a better time to get that car. This is always the time to buy those new year before vehicles, those 2023s. They're still brand new. Okay, but you got them right now at a price that nobody else got last year. You get them at a price that nobody is going to get right now at Chastain Ford on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown, plus 1.9% financing for 72 months. You kidding me? Get it at Chastain Ford.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance along with Dell here with you at 713-780-3776. Verlander threw 60 pitches off the mound now. He is ready to start facing hitters. J.P. France still not throwing. He's got a shoulder injury. So we're waiting on J.P. France to come up. But Dana Brown this weekend said, you want Blake Snell? Nah, we're not going to do that. Okay, I think they're done. They're done. They're at $254 million. The second level is $257 million of the tax. They're not going to get to the second level. They're going to stay right here.
I don't think they've ever had a big free agency signing under Jim Crane. Not a big one. I mean, they've traded. But they've never had a big free agency side, other than
Abreu
Justin
and
Verlander. It was Abreu big, I guess.
No, there was
$18 million.
No, Verlander was a trade both times.
No, Abreu.
Verlander was a trade both
Verlander,
times.
Well, no, but you re-upped him 2 years, I'm talking about.
Remember yeah, but that's not a free. Well, he's your
guy.
Yeah,
he's your own free agent. I don't count that. Yeah, from other teams, Abreu was the biggest
Abreu
one.
Abreu and now Hader. Hader's the biggest
Josh
one.
Hader, yeah. Josh Hader's a big one.
Yeah.
Abreu was a...
Hader's $100 million. So yeah.
Abreu was a medium big.
Yeah.
Medium big. But Hader is a big one, yeah.
95.
I mean, he's a top closer, so...
Yeah. So that's... And you know, it appears... do you have any idea what Jake Meyers' OPS is right now this spring? Just take a wild guess.
654.
Well, it's higher. His... Well, that's not even – that's just over his on-base.
675. That's over his on-base.
Just over his on-base.
Well, then I guess he's up in the thousands.
He's at 1380-90.
How many at-bats? 14?
He's got a boatload of at-bats. He's one of the great hitters in the game today. How many at-bats so far? This spring? Hold on 1 second.
That'd be great if Jake Meyers has a 1300 OPS for the year. He's got a great chance of winning MVP if he can keep this up.
Well, he can't keep this up right now. Let me see. I got to find their stats. But
you don't have to.
No. He's got a 1390. He's almost 1400 OPS. Yordan wishes he was Jake Meyers.
Hmm.
Right? Yeah. Damn. And he led off with two doubles yesterday. Astros win. Bing, bing, bing. Yonder Diaz.
Seeing the ball well. Hey, listen, that'd be great. If you can get Jake and McCormick, if Jake is a legit hitter this year, it'd be terrific. You solve one of your problems.
Absolutely. If Jake is...
Yordan gets to chill out a little bit more, yeah.
Yeah. Jake Meyer's number of at-bats this spring is nine. Okay, and that's a big enough sample size. He's got three runs, four hits, three doubles, and two RBIs.
So we're doing OPS talk for a guy who has nine at-bats?
Seven total bases. Yeah, that's right.
What else you got?
That's all. Yeah. Well, this says he's okay.
Have more than nine.
No, 1393 OPS. That's one of the greats.
He's really only got nine at-bats. That's it.
Dubon, 1200 OPS. Thank you. Victor Caratini, 1,000 OPS. I don't even know how Yiner's going to get on the field anymore. Okay?
It's amazing. We'll see how this works out. We'll see if he can keep this nine at-bat pace. Jake
Over
Myers.
600 at-bats this year?
Yeah. He's only got 460 more at-bats probably to go.
We'll see. I mean, at this rate, though, he's one of the great hitters in the game today. You got that, and you also got, oh, my gosh, how disgusted was I to hear this. JoJo Tugler done for the season. I mean, that kid is playing great. JoJo Tugler is going to be, he's got a stress fracture in his foot, which for a big guy, it just seems like this happens so much. You've already lost Ramon Walker, right? You lost somebody. You got somebody else that's been injured as well. I mean, you're down to basically a seven-man rotation for the Cougs. And JoJo Tugler was so important. My goodness. So important because he comes off. Javier Francis is going to have to play so much better. He ain't JoJo, though. I mean, over and over, we've heard Kelvin just gushing about the way this freshman was playing. He is going to be here, hopefully, for the long haul. Terrence Arsenal, he's been out. Ramon Walker, and now JoJo. But JoJo's the biggest loss of them all. Ramon Walker was supposed to play a role this year, and so was Terrence Arsenal. But JoJo's has played a big role. And now you got a freshman that's got to come in, and he got 10 minutes the other day. But you barely survived Oklahoma. And Jamal Shedd with the miss on the layup or the chippy, and then got the rebound and put it back in as time was closing out. And the Cougs win it in dramatic fashion at Oklahoma. Two games left.
You're going to have some of those, though. I mean, yeah. they're still pulling them out.
Two games left now. Wednesday at Central Florida, and then Saturday back here against Kansas.
And then you've got, it's a revenge game.
That's a fun game.
Cougs.
That's a fun game.
You should have a lot of energy.
And then
who's the next one?
It's Central Florida, at Central Florida.
So that's one that's a concern. I don't know how good Central Florida is right now, but the situation of coming off an emotional game and then having Kansas coming up at home, and then you go on the road to Central Florida, it's a big sandwich game. Yeah. But that Kansas game is going to be fun because you owe them one.
Yeah.
And
I would
hope that
in this place,
it's going to be packed.
But, man, losing Tugler is huge, dude, huge. I love the way that kid plays. I thought early on, I'd much rather see Tugler on the court as opposed to Javier Francis. But now Javier's going to have to step up and play his ass off because you know JoJo. And he's going to get more minutes now, and he's got to make more baskets now. JoJo was so good around the basket, so good defensively. And Juwan gets into, getting into foul. You know who gets into foul trouble that's got to stay out of foul trouble is LJ.
Yeah, LJ Cryer gets into foul trouble.
He does. He gets into way too much. Dumb fouls. And you got to have that guy because, again, that's the guy, the sharpshooter that you got to have. You get the ball to him. He was knocking him down the other day. He is really fantastic. And this is fun. This is a lot of fun.
I didn't see it. How did Tugler get hurt?
It happened. He had one bad instant, and then he tried to play on it.
He had the ankle injury.
It just worsened.
And I wonder if that.
This is in his foot.
It's his foot. I know he had an ankle, too, so I wonder if that kind of exacerbated it because he was making up for one.
So, anyway, that's the bad news. The good news is they won, but again, every season it seems like this team loses major pieces as they head toward the tournament. Every season it's like that. Well, they play so hard, so maybe that's part of it, is how hard they play. And, you know, every single play is like, the NCAA championship game. So maybe that adds into it. But you know what? So what? You got to keep on going without that guy. That's all you got to do. And then the Rockets with a big win. What about our team?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Why is that look? On the road, winning? Okay. Have you ever had 6 wins on the road, Dell? No.
Any road win is a huge win, Dell.
Okay, if that's the standard, then sure, a big
that
one.
That is the standard right now.
Yeah, that's the standard. Beating really? Have you ever heard of Devin Booker? Ever heard of Kevin Durant? Ever heard of Bradley Beal?
I've heard of a lot of people.
Okay.
Yes.
You ever heard of them?
Yes, I've heard of a lot of people. I've heard of Drew Eubanks and Josh Okogie. I've heard of a lot of people.
Yeah, you heard of those guys.
Yeah,
too.
I've heard of them.
Why aren't they better than they are? I don't get it.
Bradley Beal barely plays, and when he does, he's getting ejected after only scoring 7
points. Well, that was kind of dumb. A little bit dumb.
If you missed it, Jalen Green had a complete game. We remember late last week, he had a really great first half and then struggled in the second half, and the Rockets lost to the Suns. Well, they played the second game of their quote-unquote baseball series, as some people like to call it, on Saturday, and he was great throughout. The Suns are a very unserious basketball team.
They're unserious.
They're unserious.
If you watch, particularly
against the Rockets, they're very unserious. So Jalen Green's having a good night. He plays good defense on Bradley Beal. Shingun blocks a shot. So it's out on the Rockets under the baseline, inbound for Bradley Beal. Apparently Jalen said no a couple times after blocking a shot. So Bradley Beal fakes like he's going to hit him with the basketball, then bops him on the head with the basketball.
I mean, that's true and one stuff.
Well, Matt Barnes tried to do that to Kobe. He didn't actually hit Kobe because he knew better, and Kobe didn't move. But Bradley Beal actually hit Jalen Green with the basketball, then inbounded it, tie up, whatever, foul, whatever. And then they got into it because Jalen Green's like, what are you doing hitting me with the basketball? Shove, shove, pushy shove. And then Bradley Beal hits Jalen Green in the face with the arm. He gets ejected, and the Rockets go on the win. So after getting your ass kicked by Jalen Green for about 2.5 quarters, then you get thrown out of the game.
And who was the best player for the Rockets that night?
Jalen Green.
No, Grayson Allen.
Well. Oh, you meant for overall for the Rockets as opposed to the guy actually on the
Allen
team?
Grayson was awful.
I told you they're unserious. In the previous game, on an inbounds, I think in the third quarter or something, I'm watching inbounds. He's uncontested. He takes a three-pointer like 3 steps inside the half-court line just because he can, because they're not taking the Rockets seriously. Of course, the ball hits a backboard first, hits the rim, and he misses. The entire thing, those 2 games, the Suns didn't really take on the Rockets. I think the Rockets were serious, and the Rockets actually got them on Saturday. The Suns are unserious. That's the biggest takeaway for me from watching them for over, 96 minutes against the Rockets.
They just don't care. They just have no respect for
the
Rockets.
They didn't. And then Devin Booker gets hurt late in the game, and he missed their game last night, so another injury for the Suns. But the Rockets do get a win, and Jalen Green played well in three of the 4 halves?
Well, the big story is another Rockets road win. That's the big story.
I mean, factually true. It is another win.
It is another Rockets road win. The Suns are in the play-in right now, and so is Dallas. Boy, Dallas has really caught it lately. As good as they were playing lately, they have had...
And they lost 2 in a row. I mean, they went into Indiana and got their ass kicked, and then they came home against the depleted Sixer team. By depleted, they didn't have Joel Embiid, which makes them that way. And then after getting out to like an 11-0 start, they were awful the rest of the way. Sixers got a big win as they try to stay out of the play-in. So, yeah, you look at the play-in right now, it is Phoenix, Dallas, the Lakers, and the Warriors.
Yeah. And I'm not sure.
And are the Rockets competing after they get a big road win? Are they still in the
race?
They're
right there. They're right there in the thick of it. Suck on that, Jeremy. With your, let's tank. No, we're going to get big road wins on the road, okay?
Well,
big road wins.
Jeremy, I don't know if you're listening. You might be asleep. John's insulting you once again. But you'll be featured later in Ship Talk because a nice call by Jeremy for the Jamal Shedd game winner. So we're here. I don't know if those are against the rules because that's a local station, but I'm going to do it anyway. So it happens.
Well, you can't do that.
I can't announce that
you
I'm playing.
Yes.
I can't say it's courtesy of 790 and play.
Yes, you can.
You can.
Yeah, because it's team broadcast.
It's a team broadcast.
It's not their.
It's not their audio.
It's not their audio content. That's owned by. Who's the broad? Yes, it's the broadcast.
I wish I had an HRP spot right here, but instead I have an underdog fantasy right here. That's what I have.
Holler at your boy. I can tell you how to get those dubs, and that's through my friends over at Underdog Fantasy. Did you know they had combine stuff you could have jumped on? I didn't, but you could have. And it's a great opportunity for you to just sift through on the Pick'em Challenge. They've got golf. They've got hockey. They've got just everything you can imagine, every sport. There's so many different players. They have a rivalry section. I never really talk about the rivalry because that's a head-to-head matchup where you pick who is going to have the highest totals head-to-head, and sometimes they'll balance it out, you know, minus a certain amount of points or rebounds or whatever the case may be. But, yes, in the Pick'em Challenge, you can win multipliers of your original play. You go to Underdog Fantasy, download the app, use promo code Lance for your first deposit. It's nice because not only will they match your first deposit up to $100, they are also going to give you a special pick in the lobby. So that special pick gives you the opportunity to win even more or to get an easy W with the pick. They make it one way or another where it's going to be very advantageous to you. So, but you have to make that deposit, and you have to use promo code Lance to take advantage of that. But it's a great way to win up to 100 times. You can win up to 100 times your original play. It's Underdog Fantasy. Use promo code Lance. You must be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms and conditions apply. If you feel like you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or go to ncbgambling.org.
ESPN 97.5. You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, so what did you learn this weekend? Brought to you by Free Rain is coming up in just a minute. Free Rain is a coffee that is a new sponsor to the show. It's just Rip, okay, from Yellowstone, who I call him Cole Hauser because we're boys.
That's his name. Yeah.
That's his name. Yeah. Right. But we're boys.
Even if you weren't boys,
well,
you probably should call him Cole Hauser.
I've never met him, per se.
He probably don't want to be called Rip, though.
But
I would want to.
Everybody calls him Rip.
I think Rip is a great character.
Okay, if you saw Bob Denver, wouldn't you call him Gilligan?
I mean, he's dead.
Well, yeah, but if you saw him when he was alive, you'd say, hey, Gilligan, right?
Yeah, because I would have been young. So, yeah, I probably would have said that.
You would have said, hey, where's your bucket hat?
I wouldn't be a 10-year-old going, hey, Bob Denver. I'd probably have said Mr. Denver. My parents raised me that way.
No, you'd say Mr. Gilligan.
Yeah, I'd probably say Mr. Gilligan.
Yeah.
Yeah, my parents raised me that way.
Yeah, right. I mean, there are people that are just associated. Now,
what does
Cole Hauser has had a lot of roles, though.
He has. He's been a Nazi.
Yeah. He was in Dazed and Confused.
He's been a bully in Dazed and Confused. Yeah. He was a little red. Not as bad as Matt. Not as bad as your boy Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck was a real jerk. Actually, he was a bully, but not bad. He wasn't bad in that one. He has been, you know, a cowboy.
Uh-huh.
He's been a cowboy there. Yeah, Cole Hauser's had some different roles. Now, you told me you were getting Cole Hauser on the show. How's that coming along?
It's going to come along. It'll happen. Yeah.
I'm going to check this every day like Gilbert.
Okay. Just wait, Gilbert. It'll happen when it happens. By the way, did Colleen send the pictures?
Not yet. She didn't go to the combine.
She didn't go?
No, okay. I didn't see her. You know who's great is Stacey Dales. I wanted to talk to her about Caitlin Clark a little bit. I mean, she's former college basketball player, and she is phenomenal. Did you see the thing with Terry and Arnold? We probably need to play that. We had some great sound with Stacey Dales interviewing Terry and Arnold after his combine. It is phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
She has this, like, motherly thing where players just really open up to her for some reason. She's able to get that out of them. But
she's the next Tom Rinaldi.
Maybe.
Stacey Rinaldi.
With a midi game, she can hit the mid-range jumper.
Yeah, no.
I mean, that's the difference. I don't know if Tom Rinaldi.
Is she back to Stacey Dales because she was Stacey Dales?
Schumann. And now she's Stacey Dales. She got rid of that dead weight.
Wow.
Mr. Schumann, as I call him.
I
can only assume.
Is it the Schumann that does the basketball play-by-play?
I don't know.
Oh my!
I'll have to.
That's awful. You're an awful person. But
I think it's one is Schumann, the other Schultz.
I think it's Schumann. Previously,
I think they're different people.
I don't think so.
She's 6 feet. This lists her 6 feet. Probably pretty close.
She's 6 feet.
Yeah, probably pretty close. Yep. She's tall. I mean, she was a hooper.
Oh my God. Bull says he went to the Nuggets Saturday night to see Kevin James, and there was syrup all in his room, LZ.
That's not true. You know, as I stepped on the ground somewhere, I got it on my laptop. I don't know how I got so much syrup all over the place. Honestly, I just had one taste, and I'm like, oh, this is not peanut butter. I wasn't even looking. I'm like, ugh.
How could you mistake syrup for peanut
because
butter?
Because it's in the little round packages. It's brown on the top. And then it was right next to the peanut butter.
They haven't totally been able to get the syrup out of his Golden Nugget room yet?
Wow.
I didn't have syrup in Golden Nuggets.
What did you do in there?
It was just Indianapolis.
How many videos did you film in that room?
None. Didn't film any videos.
Yeah, did you? I mean,
you guys just
for those of you that weren't here last week, Lance spilled syrup all over his room while he was doing the show. It was just, it was embarrassing. But just another. You mentioned Stacey Dales. We got to mention Daniel Jeremiah. Daniel Jeremiah was at the combine.
Well, we don't have to mention Daniel Jeremiah. Let's talk about.
Well, we're going to hear from Daniel Jeremiah about Chris Mortensen.
Yeah.
You knew Mort.
I knew Mort a little bit. Yeah, I introduced myself to him after he had first come back from cancer. We had talked one other time, and Mort was unbelievably gracious, treated me just like he knew. Like some of those guys kind of big time you. Never yeah. Mort. Mort was a really kind guy.
Who are the guys that are jerks?
Todd McShay.
Wow.
Well, I mean, I'm just being real.
And he learned from Mort. You'd think he'd be
Nah, he didn't learn from Mort.
Well, I mean,
Kuiper's a legit dude, real good dude. Mort was a great guy. And I remember I called Mort last year to check on him. I said, hey, DJ, let me get his number. I want to check, see how he's doing, and just tell him how much he's meant to me over, you know, just watching him over the years. And I called, and we were talking. Hey, Lance, how you doing? And he had kind of a difficult time. He had a throat issue, surgery. There was cancer, and so it caused issues with his tongue. He couldn't really, or maybe his issues with his tongue, he couldn't really swallow that well. His speech was a little bit different, but you know, he didn't hide it. He just went on TV, kept doing that. And I was telling him, you know, hey man, you meant so much to so many people, and you know, how are you doing? And I really was focused on him and his health. And he's like, you know, I've had a great life, everything's good, Lance. You don't have, I want to talk ball. I want to talk about these quarterbacks, man. This is an interesting year. He didn't want to, after a little bit of talk, he was like, let's talk football, man. That's what I want. I'd love talking to you about football. And so we start talking football, and I mean, that was it. We talked ball, and I talked to him one other time, but he was a really gracious guy, really kind guy. Daniel Jeremiah told a story that is not on this story, so I'll tell it. Mort flew him up, bought him a plane ticket so he could fly up and be part of his and sit in with them on draft day and basically just handle the phone for him and see the text messages that came in and just what his job entailed being an NFL insider. He was unbelievably gracious as a mentor to Daniel Jeremiah, who got him into the draft space and the football space when he came out of Appalachian State. Well, I mean, partially, yeah. I think when he was really young, and then DJ became a scout with the, he was with the Browns and the Eagles and the Ravens. But Mort was very close with DJ. DJ was close with his family. And so that's the context before you hear what we're about to hear.
Well, do we want to do this considering we've got what have you learned? What do you want to
do? Oh, yeah, we're up against it. See, that's 2 minutes
once
long.
Again, someone made it about themselves.
Yeah.
I didn't say it was about me. Well, you guys are the ones who did the syrup thing.
You made it about yourself.
You did the syrup thing that was totally not necessary.
We need to stay on the clock.
We're going to play this, but that's okay.
Yeah, but he made it about himself again.
But you guys said, oh, here's syrup. Look at my syrup. Syrup is here. You make one mistake, syrup for peanut butter, and it turns into a whole thing.
How can you mistake syrup?
I don't understand either.
Well, the problem is some of it spilled on an iPad, on a phone, on a floor.
Some of it. On the floor?
Tell you, okay, that's what I learned this weekend. That Lance can't tell peanut butter from syrup. But what did you learn this weekend? 713-780-3776 is the number. Brought to you by Free Rank Coffee, which I got right here and it's delicious. Free Rank Coffee is bringing you What Did You Learn This Week in One Sentence? 713-780-3776. There must be something. It doesn't have to be about sports. It can be about anything. Let's go. Right now I'm talking about Doc Linville. I learned, because I was in an elevator, and I could see, you got the mirrors in the elevator, and I could see the back of my head, and I learned that Doc Linville is the greatest human being in the history of man. I love Doc Linville. I had a giant 9-iron divot out of the back of my head, and now it's like almost imperceptible that I obviously it's thinner than the rest of you, but the what Doc has done for me has been fantastic, and it'll be what he does for you. I got the neo-grafting, right? And now I'm in the middle of getting the PRP as well. And it just fills it all in. It's just great. One is like resodding, and the other is putting fertilizer in. Okay, so the resodding is obviously a much bigger process, and that's the neo-grafting. You can do that. The doc will determine which it is. Is it going to be neo-grafting or is it going to be PRP? If you are somebody that just needs the stimulation of growing that your own hair, doc will do that as well, just filling in. Okay, but if you're somebody that needs the neo-grafting, he's going to do that as well. And he does it at a price, and he just does it better than anybody else. And if you're looking for a great way to get hair, there's one place to go, 975hair.com, 975hair.com.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
Listening to Houston's longest running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
Well, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Oh, Tony learned that Nolan Ryan wanted to go see Caitlin Clark, and he did, so he did. Nolan Ryan was in the crowd.
I was the first, and so was Travis Scott. Who originated the idea of going to, of traveling to see Caitlin Clark? Me. I'm the first one to come up with that idea.
Dell, is there a story that he doesn't put himself in?
It's just amazing how many times I'm involved.
Nolan Ryan was at the game.
Yeah, like the Celtics are on a 11-game or 12-game win streak, whatever it is. They've got like two wins of 50-plus points in the streak. But it's not more impressive than Lance's ability to insert himself in the stories.
No, I'm the one who's...
He's on like
a streak.
He's like on a DiMaggio.
Here's what I learned.
No, he's on a Cal Ripken
streak. Here's what I learned
streak.
This week. I'm ahead of the game when it comes to doing the cool stuff or thinking about doing the cool stuff.
Right.
What I've learned this week is that we have a new sponsor for the segment.
Right. Free Rain Coffee, baby. Free Rain. I'm going to be telling you about it after the segment, but Free Rain is awesome. I'm going to tell you
all
about it.
Bring some in. I'll be pouring that.
Oh, it's good. It is really good. Really good. All right, let's go. 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. First up is Ocho. ¿Qué pasó, Ocho?
Yeah, I learned that Pete Maravich averaged 38 field goal attempts and 14 free throw attempts per game.
No.
He never met a shot he didn't like.
Well, no.
He shot less than 40%. You know that, right?
Yeah, but he also, if there was a three-point line, no one would be able to touch him ever. It would be...
Well, because he would have been...
They estimated the shots. They looked at his shots and
yeah,
where
the
three-point line
shots.
Was. Well, where the three-point line is, right.
Why are you shooting no shots?
Yeah.
That's why you're shooting less than 40% for your career.
Well,
it's like one of the most... When I found out what his field goal percentage was, it was such a downer. I was like, man, this guy just is a chucker. That's all he does, just shoots a crap load of shots.
Average
38 shots a game, almost a shot a minute.
He was
a ball hog.
A ball. Well, yeah.
But he did have assists, too.
I mean, we're comparing Caitlin Clark for what she did. By the way, she broke Maravich's record. There's a Maravich type in women's basketball right now. You check out Juju Watkins and what she does at USC.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
She shoots as poorly as him
on occasion. Me and you talked about with Sean Mapes when John was gone.
Yeah, she's got some pistol Pete in her, too.
She can squeeze them off.
Yeah.
Well, he did shoot 44%.
When? 1 year?
No, his whole career.
What is Lance giving me off the stats?
What were all his stats?
And he averaged 16.7 shots per game, and he shot 44%.
Then where did he get? Are you talking pro or college?
College. LSU.
What numbers are you getting?
Well, well, he's the one who just told us 38 shots a game.
What are you talking about?
Oh, Ocho. What did Ocho learn?
Field goal attempts. Oh, no. Field goal attempts was 38 per game. He made almost 17. 44%. It was 44%.
Better than I remember.
And, yeah, he shot.
Did he have some years in there where he was
under?
We got
to pick it up. We got people who want to get on.
Yeah, we got people.
All right. Next up is David. David, what'd you learn this weekend?
My money on the Joker on Underdog. I can quit my job.
He said
if he
learned that
money on the Celtics
on the Joker, he can quit his.
Oh, he
must be playing higher on Joker.
Oh, he's playing higher
a lot.
Yeah, the Joker is the Joker.
You can't ask too. You could have gone faster. They had Xavier Worthy a 4-3-2.
Faster.
If you had gone faster, you would have won that one.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you have to tie it up with another one.
Tom, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned when you're flirting with a lady who's a Saints fan, that is not the time to mention Derek Carr.
Mm. Wow, she just turned, I mean, she immediately went ice cold, I would imagine.
But you could have started ragging on Carr. Like, well, I guess the whole thing.
Yeah, but then that just ruins the whole mood.
Yeah, I guess you just say.
Derek Carr will ruin the Aldi.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, the amour in the air. Woods, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned that after two episodes of Shogun, I'm fluent in male coffer, female coffer food.
Oh,
is that what we're talking about? That?
Yeah.
I guess so. I haven't watched it. But, yeah, I would imagine their names aren't Karen Davis and and Jack Parkinson or
Judy
something.
Dickinson.
Yeah. No. Not
no.
that.
No. Lazy J. What up, Lazy J?
Hey, good morning, fellas. What I learned over the weekend is that MLS is treating Messi like Jordan in the early 90s, trying to save the league.
Everything's so messy.
Yeah,
everything. Is
well,
so messy.
Did you see the game he had? I mean, he and Suarez.
Luis Suarez, his former teammate, now current teammate. They're in Barcelona together. Yeah, they beat Orlando City, which is supposed to be one of the best teams in the league. They slapped them around 5-0.
Messi is still extremely good, and he's playing like this is Jordan going up against AA pitching.
Yeah,
he is him doing a stint. A rehab stint in Double A.
The question for them is, can they stay healthy? They're all old guys, but they're at one point on the best team in the world, and they're playing now against the likes of Orlando City. They're just old. The question will be, how long can they hold up?
How about that there is a Paris Saint-Germain store in New York City on Fifth Avenue?
Big deal.
Right on Fifth Avenue. I mean, really?
Well, that's what those – why do you think those clubs –
all Paris Saint-Germain.
Why do you think those clubs always come to America in the summer for stuff like that?
That's ridiculous. On Fifth Avenue, you know how much you got to sell to be on Fifth Avenue?
Oh, my God. Mbappe for now. He's going to leave. And they had Messi, so.
713-780-3776. What did you learn this weekend? Brought to you by Free Reign right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Ryan, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned that we're still talking about women's basketball. Meet Stuck.
Stop!
That's two sentences.
Yeah. Period.
Well, it could have been
stuff.
Actually a colon.
A semicolon?
No.
A semicolon. Not colon. Semicolon. Yeah, I think that's how you use the semicolon.
No, you know, that's not
I use it only for transitional adverbs like however or therefore.
Yeah.
But
no, that's not a
there
semicolon.
Is another way you can
two
use
two sentences. It. You should have just said, we suck because. Right? Barry. What'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned that Bitcoin is going to be $70,000 by the end of the week, baby.
Bitcoin is really taking
It's been taken off.
Yeah, it has been taken
again,
off.
Again.
Yeah. My buddy's got
I had like
My buddy has a lot. A lot. I thought, you're crazy. And he kept putting in.
He went back down to 24.
And now he's got a lot of money. Jimmy, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Yeah, I learned that the difference between an enzyme and a hormone is that you can't hear an enzyme.
Oh, Jimmy, that's not even a joke. That's a terrible joke.
Yeah, you can't hear an enzyme.
Dale, you co-sign
Dale,
that?
That's you, and you got a smirk on your face.
I got a smirk because of how dumb it is. That's why.
The one thing that I've learned about Dell is he's less of an ally. Since last week, I realized, this has all been an act.
What act?
No, he's not an ally.
That really dreadful show you did? What show did I do?
I don't know, but it was something bad.
I mean, I did that on this show.
Yeah, when you
I suggested that if... I've gone through this already. Do I have to do it again?
No, we're not doing that anymore. Keith, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned this weekend that the San Francisco Giants are the real deal after signing Matt Chapman to add with Solaire, J.H. Lee, Robbie Ray, Jordan Hicks, and Nick Ahmed. Real deal.
Yeah, why are they getting all these guys?
I know. And they got them at a discount. Matt Chapman for $54 million. Well, he was looking for over 100.
That whole article about how baseball, basically, they're like, this is collusion. Baseball owners are just saying, look, we're just not doing
it. We're not paying.
We'll pay the really great ones, and
then
that's it.
We're not paying you. La raza, ¿qué pasó, mijo?
Yanny Yee. Lance Z.
Delvencito, ¿cómo está?
Gentlemen, good morning. Balloon.
Balloon. Shout out to the Mopi and Mabe show. Doing real great. I heard great reviews about it. I love the show. And what I learned over the weekend is that make sure that you don't spill the jam on your feet.
Learned all that stuff.
It's syrup.
Y'all make things that aren't.
Oh my god! You got it all over the room.
Like you make
it
things,
was even in the room at the Nugget.
It wasn't in the Nugget. Right. You make things that aren't things. That's
did you or
that's
did you not spill syrup?
For.
And it took you how long to clean it up?
Yeah. It was. There were hidden spots.
All right.
Did you
then.
Leave a big tip for the cleaning lady?
He didn't have to go to Nugget because they didn't get to it.
Did you leave a tip? Oh, that poor thing.
No, you didn't even tip after you left the mess.
Gross.
No, I tipped
my
driver.
What was going on in this room?
I tipped my driver. Oh, lots of stuff.
OF videos? Yeah.
Laying down, watching Griselda. I did eat some food on the bed at one point. Mm, a sandwich. It was just a basic sandwich.
No.
There was...
all right. That's what I learned this
mostly
weekend.
Boring.
You're gross.
I've always learned that. I've always known that, though.
Isaac, our final one. What'd you learn this weekend in one sentence, Isaac?
What's up, fellas? I learned this weekend that Los Lonely Boys are from here in Texas, and they will kill a live show.
Los Lonely Boys been around a long time, so he watched. That must be the rodeo, I'm assuming.
Yeah. I don't know. Were they there?
Yeah, it's got to be.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's got to be. But, Los Lonely Boys have been around a long time.
Well, they killed it. And nice. Congratulations.
How come
everyone.
No women call ever?
I don't know. We need.
Yes.
I mean, we got to
get
somebody
female
to combat
callers.
Tom.
I know it.
You guys have.
I would like. You know what? It would be good to have a female caller who's out there living her best life and tell stuff. She could tell on girlfriends. She could tell on her boyfriend. Maybe she's partying or whatever.
Well, yeah. She could.
Maybe
learn.
She wants to blast somebody at the office or
if
whatever.
Some idiot. She's talking to him and some idiot brings up Derek Carr. Well, and you know what? Then you shut it down.
She was going to maybe have some fun, and then he brought up Derek Carr.
Well, let's hear her
you
side.
You just killed that. You killed all the energy.
Clinched everything up. You're
that's
done for.
It. All right. I want to talk about Free Rain Coffee. Listen, this is Rip from Yellowstone, right? He started this in Texas, in San Angelo, Texas, and he founded Free Rain Coffee, smooth, slow roasted. Listen, when you see a cowboy with that mug in his hand, I mean, that is what, and you can almost taste that coffee, right? It's got to be the best tasting coffee ever. He's sitting on the porch with the sun rising, and he's on his horse. And he's got that cup of coffee, that mug. I mean, that just you can just taste how good that coffee is. Well, that's what Rip has made here. I'm telling you, this Free Rain coffee is different. It runs different. It just is thicker. It's bolder. It's full of flavor. You've got all kinds of different ones. I love the Texas pecan. That is my favorite. The Texas pecan. But they've got all of the different flavors that you can choose from. It's American-owned. They've been doing this for – this is over 25 years that they've been doing this. You just haven't heard of it. It's going to be in stores all over. Get it now and see for yourself. 975coffee.com. But here's the deal. Put in promo code ESPN20 for 20% off site-wide on anything. They'll ground a coffee or you can get Keurig, whatever it is. They got it all. It's 975coffee.com. Use promo code ESPN20.
ESPN 975.